Russia's foreign ministry spokeswoman says the fight against terrorism in Syria will continue until the full elimination of terrorists. Maria Zakharova called on the West not to break up the fight against terrorism by sending conflicting signals. Zakharova underlined the need for countering threats posed by militant groups in Syria's northwest, especially Idlib province. She also defended Russia's airstrikes against position of the terrorists in Idlib on Tuesday. Zakharova pledged that Russia will act in the same way in the near future. To discuss that more, we're joined by Paul Sheldon, Foote Professor of California State University. Thank you very much, Professor, for joining us once again on Press TV. Now, regarding this recent development, how do you believe this will all play out? We see on the one hand, the West, Europeans and the United States in particular, saying that there should not be any attacks on Idlib, and that we see the Trump administration in a way threatening Bashar al-Assad's government not to take any actions in Idlib. On the other hand, we have Russia defending Bashar al-Assad's move on trying to eliminate terrorists in Idlib province. How do you believe this will all play out?
This will force the hand of Turkey and the United States. Terrorists don't exist without money and without support, and that support has been coming from many places. United States, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Israel. So the Russians demonstrated earlier when they bombed the large convoys of trucks carrying petroleum products to Turkey that the terrorists were being supported by the Turkish government in purchasing the fuel. However, that didn't stop them from having relations with Turkey. And here again, we have a case of the Turks very actively uninvited in Syria, supporting terrorists, the United States soldiers on the ground supporting terrorists. At the same time, notice that in the rest of the country, Israel claimed that they attacked Iranian positions in Syria 200 times, killing Iranians. Well, why aren't the Israelis terrorists? So the Russians are selective in who they could define as terrorists and when they choose to act, but at least they're forcing the issue now. Otherwise, this would go on with all these other parties financing and providing weapons to and causing great harm. So the Russians are trying to force an end game here, at least in that one part of the country.
Professor, we also do know that besides the terrorists that are currently all concentrated in Idlib province, there are about a million civilians living there. How can we reduce the collateral damage? Is it possible in any way?
That's very hard because, unfortunately, in much of that part of the world, very few people own guns. It's hard for these civilians to take care of the terrorists themselves, because the lack of guns, contrast that with the United States, where we have hundreds of millions of guns and people know how to use them. But you basically have an unarmed civilian population compared with all these heavily armed, terrible terrorists. So it's really hard for these poor victims who are not represented by the terrorists and who hate the terrorists to get rid of them. And so unfortunately, a lot of them will pay the price. They'll be the casualties of the war.
Do you believe that the government of Bashar al-Assad, just the way they did in Douma and the outskirts of Damascus, will they be able to provide a kind of a humanitarian corridor for the civilians to escape the war before any attacks are carried out on that region?
Escape to where? Turkey? Where else can they go? I mean, these are people who have been shunted around the country at various places. Where can they go next? I don't know anywhere else that they could be put. Many of them may not want to be in the central part of Syria. Maybe many of them may not like Assad. We'll see if they're willing to die for that.
Thank you very much, Mr. Paul Sheldon, Foote Professor of California State University, joining us live with his take regarding the recent developments in Syria.